Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, the Blazers played some basketball games over the weekend. They did. I've seen it. Let's just
get right into it. The YouTubes was talking about it a little bit ago. I was hoping that it was going to be Tiago's first ejection last night.
He was working on it.
He was hot. He was hot. And what is the deal with that? If you didn't watch the game last night, Yong Hong Sen started, was not great.
Had a really rough first half going up against Edie. Second half, he was much better.
And so there's a lot, we can get into that too, but there is a moment when Zach Edie basically clotheslines Yong in the face.
And wrecks him, and then Hong Sen falls back and wrecks his head on the floor.
And the refs don't call the foul, which would have been Edie's sixth. And don't even stop play with Yong on the ground. And Tiago was pissed. The broadcast was pissed.
Jason Benetti, who is obviously not the normal TV play-by-play guy. He was sitting in for Calabro. And by the way, when KC decides to hang it up, if the Blazers don't go after Benetti, they're out of their freaking minds. Benetti is, like, this is not a shot at KC. KC's a Hall of Famer.
Oh, KC's the GOAT, dude.
Are you kidding me? KC's one of my favorite broadcasters of all time.
I grew up watching him do Sonics.
I mean, look. If you've listened to the broadcast, he's giving me crap. He dropped a line when they were playing Oklahoma City and OKC, and they have the big fat guy with the suspenders on, and he dropped a, what's Danny doing up there? Because Casey's my guy. I love him to death. Yeah. He did this like three straight games, just like working it in there, just giving me hell. Love him to death. But if Casey hangs it up here in the next couple of years, you could not ask for somebody better to replace him than Benetti. He is unbelievable. And without knowing this team that well and being in the throes of being a homer, absolutely shredded that ref crew. Called it an embarrassment.
The text line, I'm not one to blame refs for wins and losses, but it seems like they have been too involved in NBA games, and maybe not the outcome, but the flow of the game. Last night's Blazer game was an example.
It was one of the worst games I've ever seen, and as far as like game flow. And shout out Haberstroh. Tom Haberstroh had the stat that was the least experienced ref crew out there last night. It was the average experience last night was something like around like 40 years. The Blazers crew had 22, and I think like 15 of it belonged to Jason Goble. And there was probably a half dozen times where I saw each of those three refs last night get indignant about players or coaches like tell them they blew it, and they blew it.
Yeah.
There was a foul on Edie where it probably was a foul. It was on Jeremy Grant. It was a toss-up. Almost the exact same play on the other end. If you want to say Coward grabbed Yong's arm, fine. But it's the same kind of vein of call. And Isolo lost his mind. I was like, yeah, he probably has a right to be pretty pissed there. Like, if you're going to talk about consistency, Young gets smacked. Denny got absolutely drilled.
And this feels like every single game now, Denny's just getting smacked around.
Not only that, Denny only had one trip to the free throw line. He had three free throws. He had one trip, and then he had another one on a technical foul.
That's not the Avdija I know. No. He's going getting nine trips a game.
That led to the ensuing possession was where Denny tripped Coward. Mm-hmm. And it was like, well, you Denny, start, well, you're, don't you're, do
your
that.
Your emotions start to get to you. It pisses you off after
Somebody
a while.
Somebody tweeted at me like, well, Denny, you know, like he tried to move out. No, he didn't.
No, he tripped him.
No, he tripped him. And like, Denny, don't do that.
I think to Texter and the YouTube chat's points and what you're talking about as well. This is why the NBA, this is why it's such a polarizing league for
bad
some fans.
Refs can kill you.
And
I'm not blaming the loss on the refs. The Blazers did not come with a requisite level of intensity.
No, they did not. Blazers had a lot of issues in the game.
But there was
Memphis.
A 20 free throw disparity. And I'm telling you right now, the Memphis Grizzlies weren't playing great defense without fouling.
No, but like the weird TV deals going down with some teams and the TNT situation and whatever the hell's going on in the Clippers situation, the Chauncey Billups situation, bad refereeing, superstar calls versus non-superstar calls,
et cetera. We're not talking about the game.
Never are, dude. The NBA refuses to get out of their own GD way.
It's frustrating.
It's got to be. Like, this is why, you know, I'm only back into watching the league, the association, because I do this show with you now. You know, and I was totally fine. I mean, I what's the phrase I use? I waxed poetically about how much I loved the NBA Finals last year and just the playoff run in general. There is a place for me to get back into basketball. It's my first love. Mm-hmm. Basketball is my first sport love. I grew up playing it. Not very good, but it was the game I played. I didn't play baseball till later, but I loved basketball. Always have, always will. I watched Iowa State and Purdue this weekend. Iowa State is nasty.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I watched Michigan State Duke. I thought Michigan State had Duke that whole game till they peed down their leg with shorts on. Like, I love basketball, but the NBA, like, this is what they're doing to me. And if you're going to do that now to the team specifically,
as the NBA turns,
that I'm so trying awful. To watch and enjoy and be ready for this, dude, you're just turning me off. The soap opera stuff's fine. I like it.
John Morant coming off the bench and yapping at Denny.
What are you doing, bro?
Sit down shut up,
you're
John.
Lucky Denny didn't punch you.
God, it's just like, what are we doing
that
here?
Stuff doesn't bother me as much, but the bad officiating will end it for me. It really will.
I have said this for years. I mentioned it on the postgame show last night. I have been a proponent for burning the NBA referee union to the ground for a decade, starting from scratch.
Just fire everybody.
Not to fire everybody, but like they just have too much control. There's not enough transparency. And the training and development, like, look, do we need more Dick Bavettas and Joey Crawford? No, but yes. You need refs that you can talk to. You need refs that know the game, that you know how they're going to consistently call a game. Look, the Blazers are not the only team that do this, but like pinned on the wall and the handouts in the game, like all the stuff they go through, in that are ref grades. Hey, don't yell at this guy. Hey, this guy's quick to call these. Hey, this guy calls these. Hey, this guy has a quicker whistle. Hey, this is somebody you can talk to. Like, that's a thing that happens.
What other sport has scouting reports for referees?
They all do. They all do.
Right, but that feels on a way higher.
The NBA has the most, probably because in the sense, like, you interact with them the most.
Exactly, because that their scouting report, now everybody's got them, right? Mm-hmm. I know this in the EPL. Yes. We know which refs we like and don't like. You know which umps in baseball you like and don't like. And I'm sure the NFL feels a little more even keeled on the dudes.
And we all hate glasses ref.
Yeah, and Pac-12 refs for life.
Well,
I know, I hate them all. But it feels like a scouting report for the referees is like a team scouting report and not just like, this guy doesn't call games or this guy calls a lot. No, it's like, this guy he loves TGI Fridays, so don't tell him you love Red Robin instead. Like, that's some soft,
look, man,
soft
when I see Scott
stuff.
Foster on the referee report, I go,
yeah, here we go.
Here we go, ref show.
Yep.
I see Zach Zarb on the list, I'm like, hey. Should be good tonight.
And baseball's no mystery on that.
No.
CB Buckner, oh God.
You see Angel Hernandez.
Oh, God.
Like,
oh. Hernandez.
Yeah. You're just like, here we go. Like, that shouldn't be a thing.
No, it shouldn't. And the NBA has it worse than anybody else.
But as it pertains to the Blazers, they're 9-15 now. They're trying to weather the storm. They're completely and totally beat to hell.
Yeah.
You were like, Did they come with a requisite level of intensity last night? No. It was their fourth game in 7 nights. They played the most difficult schedule of any team in the NBA. If you look at like the advanced stats on them, when you look at their strength of schedule, you can break it up by offense and defense that they faced. They have faced the toughest defense and the toughest offenses and the second toughest defenses.
Yeah, that's a tough schedule. So their schedule lightens up, though.
They now, going forward, have the easiest schedule remaining in the NBA.
We'll make a run.
So like that part of it is like, okay, that's going to open some things up. But they played that game last night without their starting centers or their starting in-depth center or their starting in-depth guards.
Yeah, I was excited to see Yong get a start, and I get it. You know, you're playing a team like Zach Edey. You need that size to try to see how you can stop him because Edey's been good. He's been solid. You know, I think a lot of people thought he was going to be a huge bust in the NBA, and he's turned into a nice little player. So you got to throw Yong in there to kind of put some matchup on there.
And you know what? He was fine in the second half.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, he's not ready. It's clear, but yeah.
It's okay.
Do you wish we had Coward?
No.
He was a good player last night.
Yeah, no, he's a perfect. We had this discussion last night. Coward's 4 years older, and how does he get on the floor for this team? If this team's healthy, he's their fourth, fifth wing.
Mm-hmm.
Like, is he, you going to play him over Shaden?
But that's that bench scoring we were talking about.
You're not getting bench scoring out of 14 minutes.
Yeah.
And he's not going to be on the ball. That's the thing. It's like, they traded away Desmond Bane. There is a big chasm for what could go in there.
Yeah.
You just re-signed Tumani and Shaden. And he's older than both of them. Actually, he's not older than Tumani. He's older than Shaden. So this whole idea of like, well, they could have had Coward. I'm like, sure, okay, he can have Chris Murray's minutes. Okay.
Chris Murray doesn't get enough minutes to really have an impact.
So like, that's what I mean. Like, so this whole idea of like, oh, then you should play him over Jeremy. And I'm like, no, Jeremy's better right now. So like, what? You're talking about the future, but you're also talking about right now. It's like, no, you just like the new shiny thing. Just say that. It's fine.
I do like new shiny things.
But if we revisit this in 4 years and Hansen isn't amounting to anything, then you can go, yeah, they probably should have gone the other way. But you can't sit there and make these snap judgments on any draft pick in the first 3 months of their careers.
Blazers will take on the Pelicans. What is that, Thursday?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. You got
to. I have a TV show to do from a hotel room.
I'm just going to pound on the door the whole time.
I'm just going to find whether or not I watch it on Blazer Vision or if I go find a sports bar that's really close by and then boogie on back to the hotel room.
At the Pelicans at a 5 p.m. tip on Thursday. We'll chat a little. There's something I want to bring up about the Rip City remix. We'll chat a little of that tomorrow. You want to do some Blazers tomorrow too?
Yeah.
Yeah, why not? As this team continues to just try to figure it out. It's kind of putting Band-Aids on a lot of stuff, but sometimes that's just the war of attrition you go through in sports. When we come back, did we just see the end of a Hall of Famer last night on Sunday Night Football? I think we might have, but first we'll toss it to Casey with sports.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.